As Christmas approached, rumor had it we were going to have a feast of real turkey. There were several days out of the year when the Marine Corps tried to give us good chow. 10 November, the Marine Corps birthday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. The rest of the time in the Pacific War, chow was canned or dehydrated. Refrigeration facilities for large quantities of food were not available, at least not to a unit as mobile and as lacking in all luxuries as a combat division in the Fleet Marine Force. But the scuttlebutt was that there were frozen turkeys for us in the big refrigerators on Banica. We had special Christmas Eve church services in the palm-thatched regimental chapel that had been constructed skillfully by Russell Island natives. That was followed by a special Christmas program at the regimental theater, where we sat on coconut logs and sang carols. I enjoyed it a great deal, but felt pretty homesick. Then we had our roast turkey, and it was excellent. New Year's celebration was even more memorable for me. On New Year's Eve, after chow, I heard some yelling and other commotion over at the battalion mess hall. The messmen had just about finished squaring away the galley for the night when a sentry shouted, "Corporal of the Guard, fire at post number 3. I saw cooks and messmen in the mess hall who were cleaning up by lamplight all rush outside to a fire burning in a grove of trees near the galley. I thought one of the gasoline heaters that boiled water in tubs where we cleaned our mess kits had caught fire. By the light of the flames, I could see men running around the galley yelling, and I could hear the mess sergeant cursing and shouting orders. I also saw two figures slide through the shadows toward our company's street, but paid them little heed. In a few minutes, the fire was put out, just a can of gasoline some distance from the mess hall that had somehow caught fire, somebody said. A friend of mine appeared at my tent and said in a low voice, "Hey, you guys, Howard says come on down to his tent. Plenty of turkey for everybody." We followed him on the double. As I entered the tent, there sat Howard Neese on his cot, a flambeau flickering beside him, and a towel on his lap under a huge, plump roast turkey. "Happy New Year, you guys," Howard said with his characteristically broad grin. We filed past him as he deftly sliced off huge slabs of turkey with his razor-sharp K-bar and placed them into our opened hands. Others came in and we broke out our two cans of warm beer that each had been issued. Someone produced a can of jungle juice that had been working. A guitar, a fiddle, and a mandolin struck up the Spanish Fandango as Howard sliced turkey until the carcass was cleaned. Then he directed the music, using his K-bar as a baton. Howard told us the burning can of gasoline had been merely a diversion to distract the mess sergeant while he and a couple of other daredevils entered the galley and made a moonlight requisition of two turkeys. We, the survivors of that recent bloodbath on Peleliu, forgot our troubles and howled with laughter at the story. Enjoying the comradeship forged by combat, we had the finest New Year's Eve party I've ever attended. The 11th Marines fired an artillery salute at midnight as a peaceful gesture. It was typical of Howard that he pulled off his turkey requisition so neatly, and just as typical that he shared it with as many of his buddies as he could. He was one of those wonderfully buoyant souls, always friendly and joking, cool-headed in combat, and though much admired, very modest. When Howard was killed by a Japanese machine gun in the early days of the Okinawa battle, his third campaign, every man who knew him was deeply saddened. By his example, he taught me more than anyone else the value of cheerfulness in the face of adversity. One of my most treasured memories is the mental picture of Howard Neese sitting on his bunk, carving a huge turkey on his lap with his K-bar, by the light of a flambeau in his tent under Pavuvu's palms on New Year's Eve, 1944, grinning and saying, Happy New Year, Sledgehammer! I profited greatly from knowing him.